The court has put him about two-thirds of the way up or so.
Hasty copies, two-thirds of the way up. We're probably a third of the way there. This is like the pack test.
Gordon, 1 minute from rendezvous, if anyone else is close. Okay, send VTO.
Hey, Gordon. I'm Sunrise and Craycroft. I'll be there probably about 5 minutes if you want to wait. KU7 BML.
Will do.
I have 4 Joe. And LT coming through the back gate.
I see. Hasty. Alright, just passed another group that was with the subject. One of the individuals was a doctor. He said that all he saw was a broken wrist, and she is kind of shaky and probably shocky. Nothing else he was concerned about. And, we'll go from there. And they also said that they're just before the end of the trail.
Jeffrey, copy all.
Do you have us on APRS?
Negative. Brian's working on some things now, but it's not tracking.
I'll take a look at my APRS here real quick.
Maybe you or Jim is on there right now.
Jim Holmes just popped up on the map, KU2SN.
R783 approaching back gate, KU7 PML.
Hasty, I see.
Go ahead.
We have cell cords if you want them. I have them converted.
Nah, we're good. You can just let us know on APRS how far we are. We know she's on trail.
Yeah, 10-4. We're still starting that out between the two computers.
Copy that. We're going to try not to walk by them, but Jim's starting to fade on me, so I don't know what's going to happen.
10-4. Rescue 3. 1 IC. Copy cords. 32 degrees. 1-9. Decimal 388 by 110 degrees, 47 decimal 921.
Copy 19.39, 47.91.
That's covered.
Sean, did you copy the coordinates? Put out an update.
I'm driving to a tire repair shop. I'm not writing anything down.
And 7JCT.
K2SN.
I copied him and I'm about to pull up at the back gate. I'll send out an update. KD7QPA.
And, Jason, head to that. West and Rat, he'll be up to the missing child up north.
Alright, and the Rat. Actually, I'm out talking to somebody, what was that? 1303778, I just went to the back gate. You may also go to the missing child or stay here.
And to the rescue deputies for managing resources, West and Rat are gonna head north for the missing 23-month-old, and then, Chook and Ramirez will be available for the next one. Cody and Brian will be heading up trail with the next Sarah team on the Sabino call.
And 7JZT, KD7QPA, 11 Simplex. Operations, KD7QPA, 11 Simplex.
Yeah, I see HD on team.
Copy, HD's on team.
Go for ops. Go ahead and take the spokes up, and just leave one person behind. Go with Chris and he's bringing it to the area.
Spokes, I see. Weren't you going to hold one person back in case safety calls for specific gear? I see, copy. And Hasty, as you can, if you can advise on any specific gear you might need. Spokes is on the way.
Yeah, that will be it. That's all I can think of as Spokes.
KE7GAN.
It's going to be that's a heck of a ride out for sure.
KE7GAN, anyone copy?
10-4. And this time, is that the assessment? Is it going to be a Stokes unable to walk?
Yeah, Jen, this is Dale, KC7LIH. We're running an operation right now.
We're going to do a set of vitals. We're going to stretch her wrists. We're going to see how she feels a little bit, and we'll probably give it a try. We'll give it a try and see how we can do, and then we'll figure it out from there.
We are in rescue operation right
copy
now.
Copy vitals becoming, and as you can, verify the coordinates.
Okay, I'm a bridal reader. Stay on. Good luck to you. God bless.
Sorry, but go ahead.
19.41, 47.925, and elevation 4108.
Copy, 19.41, 47.95 at 4108.
Actually, 47.925.
Copy, 47.925.
I see, Hasty calling.
I see, go ahead.
I got it. Copy.
Go ahead.
Okay, Kathy is 80 times 4. Skin is, well, pink, warm, and dry. She's definitely shaky. Her hands are a little cold. but pulse 82, 98 oxygen set. BP is 118 over 76, and she's pearl. I didn't get a glucometer stick, negative diabetes.
Copy pulse 82, 98%, 118 over 76, and pearl. And is your assessment still going to be a Stokes, or is it going to be an air patient?
Due to the height and this trail, and she's already tried to walk. She made it probably around 50 or 70 feet. She's unable to stop shaking. Her wrist is pretty deformed. I wouldn't want it to get injured further in the basket. I'm going to say, if it's available, she's a candidate for a streamer.
Copy. Mouth broke in the middle after wrist, but candidate for a screamer. Copy. Screamer extraction.
Yeah, we tried to, she tried to walk. We can try that again while the helo's getting, walk again just to make sure. But I don't think this is a good Stokes.
All right, copy, Mouth. We'll contact Phoenix Ranger. We'll have them start.
And the places around here we could get her to.
Definitely. Copy, once get accessible. Steve Chip, I see.
Hey, Steve, Brad, you want to step it up a little bit, or no?
I don't know. It's up to you. Hate to cause an issue.
Wait. And IC. AC.
AC, was that calling IC? Go ahead.
Yeah, I found a place approximately 50 feet away. They could put it down. Ranger could land here.
10-4. From the coordinates you gave, copy, there's an LV 50 feet away.
Copy, that'd be 50 feet east, southeast. It's up on a little spot just to the east-southeast of where we're sitting on the trail. They could probably put a boat down. If not, they could definitely get to hover.
10-4. We'll relay. And Hasty, it was broken. What's the patient weight?
150 to 160.
Thank you. Can you relay?
5'11", 159. She's a Leo.
And if you don't copy, 5'11", and 159 pounds.
Copy 5'11", 159. And we'll be relocating shortly to the LZ for better radio coverage.
Hey, Jason, Brian, can you just make sure my car's secured if you're not going to use it?
Brian, if that was for me, I couldn't copy.
Could you secure my vehicle if you end up moving?
Come on. And ops will still be in place, but we will secure it.
Come on.
Bill, did you have any more candidates? That's negative. Nobody else showed up here somewhere. Oh, and somebody just drove up. Are you at LZ and remaining there? I'm currently at the back gate, but I was going to go to the LZ. If you could put Mike Kennings on the list, and we'll be headed into the LZ.
Kennings and Dale, are you two going to stay together?
And be advised, the back gate is not operating correctly.
Rat, you going to advise Sheriff on
that? Yes, I'm right on the gate. They're just going to go to the main gate.
Okay.
I notified K-9. Okay, Mark. And 130, child's been located with father at Arthur Back Park. Copy, the child's been located.
Hey, Chuke, Jeremy, rescue.
Ops, 781. Rescue 781 to Ops. Just wondering if you want Mike to go down to the bottom and head up for additional manpower for Stokes, or if you need him to stand by here at the LZ?
It's a good question. Right now, the deputies are thinking that this particular patient will not be a good candidate for Stokes out. The air conditioning in her wrist, so can certainly head down here. At this point, call the Index Ranger. We're proceeding as sort of a backup plan. Michael is still down. He'll be a buddy.
And Ops, Mike will be coming down to you to go into the field with whoever you have down there.
All right.
And R781 LZ established.
Hey, Bill, is Mike walking there? Is he bringing it?
Hey, Bill, my packet's coming out. Yes, sir.
Who is looking for packet information?
Yeah, yes. Okay.
Yeah, right now I got Jim and Gordon on the truckers. I don't think I got anybody else.
Oh, that's good.
So the guy has been with the child, just didn't mention that he's with him. Okay.
Got it.
Ops, Michael.
Go ahead, Mike.
With Jennings.
Roger.
Ops.
Ops, Jennings.
Go ahead.
Hey, I'm going to try to K-9.
catch the Stokes and see if I can help them.
And office is Gordon with Stokes.
Yes, he is.
Okay, just advisory. Stokes is, looks like they're at the top of that first set of switchbacks, right where it peaks out there.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing.
I see Hasty number two. I see Stokes. I see Stokes.
I see, go ahead.
Just confirming a Ranger is going to be inbound.
Phoenix Ranger is inbound, but we'll need Stokes to continue as plan B.
I copy that. Just making sure I didn't hear if Ranger was actually coming.
So for Phoenix Ranger is inbound. Chuke will be air ops, and if necessary, Ramirez will be the attendant.
Copy all. We cleared an area for them to land or to ingress, egress, and we could set up here as well.
Separate.
I have a second set of vitals, however, there's no changes or nothing to be concerned about, so I'll just hold them here if it's my will.
Go ahead and hold them, Mike.
Okay. Pulse is 70, O2 sats 97. Before, pain scale has gone down after splinting and administration of ibuprofen and acetaminophen from a 10 to a tolerable, and patient is...
Good copy, thank you.
And if you could check your PRS again, I just heard the first packet go out if you're picking me up.
Yeah, Montreal. Basket.
Sounds good.
And Mike Downey, I copy, but we'll have to check it another day. Away from any of the computers that are working.
Hey, copy that.
Yeah, were you KE7BLY? If so, I see you on our tracker.
Yeah, BLY is Mike.
Yep, he just popped out. So he's getting out.
Hi, Hasty, is the land zone
the helipad, we're at the overlook now.
Reception's really good now. And also, you're going to have a box there, and most likely she'll be transported by her husband. We're going to send him down right now, so he'll be available with the vehicle.
10-4, we will have the 901 still evaluate.
Yeah, 10-4, that's what I said. She's just saying right now, most likely it will be a refusal, but I told her that the box will be there to check out.
10-4. And Rangers have been advised that the plan A is for them to land or hover, but they're also bringing short-haul gear if needed.
Copy. Yeah, there's definitely enough land area for them or ingress egress. We'll get up to that spot, and like I said, Jim and I are both available up here as well if that is needed or however they want to do it.
10-4.
We're at that first fall summit.
Copy that, first fall summit. Yeah, it's about, I'd say that's about halfway. And suggestion, I see, seen our patients full, and would be able to wait a little longer for that Stokes if we needed it, if they wanted to hold at the first fall summit, because it doesn't get much more fun after that, and then we can change plans and go from there if we have to, just a suggestion.
I see, copy. I concur. Stokes team, you can hold at the first fall summit.
Stokes copies. Standing by on the captain's side.
KD7 QPA, KD7 PML, limit to place.
Michael Raving, checking. Good. The husband's coming down, hiking poles, red shirt, goes by the name of Granny, and he's failing down to make it to the helipad, I don't know.
Okay, thank you. Stop by the helipad. Don't doubt that.
The team held up at the first summit, the team there with the basket. We also had a couple of passes here that was out of water. We gave them some and asked you guys for some more. If they needed it at that point, they probably will. Both had white shirts on, visiting from the Midwest somewhere. He had like a cowboyish style hat on, and both white collared shirts, blue jeans.
And Stokes, Michael has additional fluids if you want to ferry him down my way and save yours.
Ops, Lesnar is passed.
Copy, down towards me.
Ops, Michael.
Go ahead, Michael.
Husband jogging down trail nicely. He's about 5 minutes from you.
I'll head up, I'll be waiting.
I see. Husband, headed west.
I see, copy.
Michael Bryant. Michael Bryant, rescue.
Good.
Hey, for APRS on the DigiPath, is it Sandar with any, is it Dash 1 or anything? And same for
like wide one and wide two. Is it dash one?
Negative. Sander only, comma, wide one dash one.
Okay, good copy. I'm set up right. Not sure why it's not getting out.
How are you spelling Sander?
Michael, S and R. S-A-N-D-R.
That's good. You probably do not need to enter the comma. You probably have a separate entry of each element of Sander in the first one, wide 1-1 the second.
Yeah, that's how I have it set up. Interesting. I've never had an issue before. No, it's not working. Hey, Steve, is there another volunteer coming up with water?
I have several bottles.
Okay. Are you you doing all right?
Yep. I got the first switchbacks. I'm seated. I'll be good enough. You got the people needing water with you?
No, we're good. I think we have plenty of water, but just checking on you.
I've got plenty of extras. They're still cool. Thinking that the people Mike was saying were out in the Midwest would be by you by now.
Yeah, they went by us. We gave them like four bottles of water, so they should be good until they get out.
Well, I got lots of extra, and I'm not looking forward to taking them down.
Thirsty cactus is up here, cacti, as they call
them. 0-58 on PSAC.
Yeah, was that Phoenix Ranger trying to get into us?
Sounded like Angela to me.
Phoenix Ranger, this is the Pima County SAR on scene. I can copy you. I don't think they have you at IC yet. And Phoenix Ranger, Pima County SAR, I can hear you now.
GPS Ranger, 58 on Pima SAR.
GPS Ranger, Pima County SAR on the rescue frequency. And ICS, I'm picking up GPS Ranger. It looks like they're going to be south, be coming up over the, like, Kimball.
IC copies your relay. GPS Ranger inbound. We copied their very last transmission broken, but Chuk is ready as air ops.
Copy that. We'll see what they want to do. We're ready up here to at least show them where it is if they want to do a flyby. Check it out.
10-4. And the LV is secure.
Ranger 58 on PSR.
Go Ranger 58.
Ranger 58. We are about 2 minutes out from the patient's location. We're going to go ahead and look at the area.
10-4 copy.
McCarty SAR, I'm going to be sending one of my members in an orange shirt up to the area that we cleared for landing or whatever you want to do, down from that location about 100 yards.
Ranger 58.
Go ahead, Ranger 58.
Ranger 58, I'm at the coordinates that you gave us, and I don't even see a trail.
Mike, can you reconfirm your coordinates?
I'll send them to you in a second. We heard them go by, and they kept going up towards Reddington. So they're pretty far east of us right now, but I'll get cords for you.
All right, copy. Ranger, standby.
32 degrees, 19.4 north. 110 degrees, 47.93.
Ranger, copy. Cords.
Ranger, go ahead.
32, 19.4. 110,
47.93. Copy that. Thank you.
Yeah, Ranger, coordinates are going to be on the top of that ridge in front of you.
Okay, that's what we're wondering. Is that the right spot?
All right, Ranger 58, this is Scene. I've got you right. Yeah, I'm at your 12, and you'll see us up on the hilltop.
Ranger 58, we got you at sight.
So this is the area we cleared. We'll let you take a look at it. I don't know. You'll make a determination. We trimmed all the Ocotillo and feel pretty confident about it. And our patient's going to be right over behind us on this, just past this little ridge.
Alright, copy that.
Ranger, if you see anywhere else that's more suitable, we can also move her pretty well, just not down the trail. We'd be able to move her a few yards, though, wherever you deem necessary.
Yeah, I think that spot you guys picked is fine. We'll just land right on top of that prickly pear. We need to go down and drop our bags, though.
Ranger 58, LV.
You need to move your, drop off your bags. Are you going to be able to land or increase, Eagles?
Can you 10-9?
I copied you had to drop your bags. Are you going to be able to land there or hover?
We should be able to land. If anything, we'll just land on top of that prickly pear.
Copy that. We'll have her up there. We're going to start moving her now.
58 LZ. Ranger 58 LZ.
LZ, go ahead.
you jump to land, just call us in and we'll have two of our rescuers offload your equipment with your approval.
All right, copy that.
Wind is from the west, approximately 5 miles an hour.
All right, we're coming into land. We're going to pull the pilot's door off as well.
All right, good copy. Remove pilot's door. Ranger, you going to shut down for that?
I have a hiker in or in yellow approaching downridge from the tank. You might want to intercept him.
Copy that. I've seen last Zagivia before they take off. His patient can walk, but she's very unstable on her feet right now. Still complaining of a right knee injury as well, so let's just be aware of that. She'll need some assistance.
Ranger 58 copy, thank you.
And Mike, Ranger is lifting from the LZ.
Copy that. Winds out of the south up here, pretty light, probably about 5 miles per hour out of the south. And we're ready at the pickup spot.
Subject is out of the field. All teams can RTB, return to base.
KC copies, we're heading down.
All right, copies. Mike Thompson, you guys good to go? Do you need some water?
Mike Thompson, you guys good to go? Do you need us to wait for water or anything?
No, we're good to go. Just we'll probably be down pretty soon.
Good copy.
Clear as can be.
Excellent, thanks.